Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vatavan port in Maharashtra and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has taken five major decisions in the cabinet meeting. Talking about the decisions, Vaishnaw said the cabinet approved minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oil seeds will benefit the farmers. He said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vatavan in Maharashtra. Vaishnav said two projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, having 500 megawatt capacities each. Talking about another decision, Vaishnav said the cabinet approved the National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme, under which off-campus of the National Forensic Science University and Central Forensic Science Laboratories will be established across the country. As several parts of the country reel under severe heat wave, the Health Ministry has issued an advisory for state health departments, asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response in the face of above normal maximum temperatures causing heat-related illnesses. It has asked state nodal officers to disseminate the National Action Plan on heat-related illnesses and implement health action plans at district and city levels. It asked health facilities to ensure the procurement of ORS packs, essential medicines, IV fluids, ice packs, and equipment for managing volume depletion and electrolyte imbalance. The advisory also urged officials to disseminate daily heatwave warnings from the India Meteorological Department. UGC NET June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the Ministry of Education. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the inputs from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation for thorough investigation into the matter. The National Testing Agency, NTA, conducted the UGC NET June 2024 examination on Tuesday in two shifts across different cities of the country. Yesterday, the University Grants Commission received certain inputs from National Cybercrime Threat Analytics Unit of Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, 14C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs on the examination. A total of 523 intending candidates are in the fray for the upcoming elections to the urban local bodies scheduled in the state on June 26. State Election Commission informed that 56 candidates from Dimapur Municipal Council, 16 from East Dimapur Town Council, 14 from Newland Town Council, 28 from Jumukidima Town, 20 from Metsfema Town, 35 from Kohima Municipal Council, 14 from Beren Town, 20 from Jalugi Town, 12 from Denning Town, 27 from Woka Town Council, 19 from Pandari Town, 28 from Zonabudu Town, 15 from Sataka Town, 12 from Atuzi Town, 12 from Agunadu Town Council, 29 from Zemini Town Council, 29 from Mukuchung Municipal Council, 6 from Tuli Town, 20 from Jangdunga Town, 19 from Mangolemba Town, 25 from Peck Town Council, 28 from Futsuro Town Council, 28 from Chalzoba Town Council, and 11 from Meluri Town Council will be contesting in this election. The SEC also informed that 64 candidates from 21 municipal town and councils have been declared elected unopposed in the civil polls. Meanwhile, a total of 79 intending candidates have pulled out of the race, including all the 59 candidates from Eastern Nagaland. And in view of the forthcoming municipal and town council elections in the state, Nagaland government has declared 22nd of June, that is fourth Saturday, as working day only for those offices and departments engaged in election works under the municipal and town council areas. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.